We turn to some good, positive news, and to do that, we say hi to an old friend we haven't talked to in a very long time. He's been a producer, a director, a television star, a chef. I don't know what Keith Famey has not been, but we're talking to Keith Famey now as producer and director of a brand new documentary that you'll be able to watch tomorrow night on Detroit Public Television, PBS. Starting at 9 o'clock. Keith Famey, good morning. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Paul, it's so good to be with you. How have you been, brother?
I've been good. You've been busy.
Yeah, you know, COVID has its ups and downs and silver linings, if you look for them. And so that's kept us indoors working hard, that's for sure, for the last couple of years.
Tell me about this latest project. These are always more than documentaries. They're projects, whether it's showing us people who have lived a very long life and maybe teaching us how to do that, as well as many other topics, subjects that you have gone headfirst into or all in. What's this one?
You know, about 2.5 years ago, I was listening to a Holocaust survivor speak at the Holocaust Memorial Center in Farmington Hills. You know, we have a fantastic Holocaust museum here locally. We have so many Holocaust survivors in the state of Michigan, or have had. And she was speaking to Edith Maker, was speaking to a group of high school kids, and it was a powerful, talk. And I had decided at that point in time that I wanted to do a film about Holocaust. And so I wanted to do some more research. And I've done, pieces on the Holocaust over the years in different films, like Our Greatest Generation and things like that. And featured in Holocaust survivors, but I've never really done a deep dive on the Holocaust. The conversation she had with the kids was great, and they asked questions, but I just didn't think they got it, Paul. I just was like, the generation gap is just too large. There's got to be a different way of telling the Holocaust story. I mean, it's been told so many times, but how do we tell it for the younger generation? So I came up with an idea called Shoah Ambassadors. Shoah simply means Holocaust, and we went on a deep dive search for two young people that we felt could help tell the Holocaust story. That, the criteria was that they had to be not Jewish and have very little knowledge of the Holocaust. And each of them had to have possessed some kind of talent that they could use to express the journey we take them on. And after several weeks and social media and all kinds of meetings with university students and so on, we came up with we found Curtis Bates and Haley Callahan. Curtis Bates is a young African-American from Detroit, singer, songwriter, rapper. Of course, you're thinking, what does rap have to do with the Holocaust? Well, everybody thought the same thing. They thought I was a little crazy. But let me tell you, what he's done is an amazing journey he'll take young people on through his singing. Haley Callahan was a graduate of CCS, and she was a glass sculpturist. And so between their two artistic talents, Haley ended up creating a replica of a train car that's used to transport prisoners into the concentration camps out of glass. With butterflies flying off it. It's a piece that's never been created historically ever. It's an amazing piece. So these two individuals go on an exploration of their own, and we follow them, meeting the Holocaust survivors, doing interviews, going in their homes, and all of this during COVID, so it was very complicated, obviously. But what we ended up with was a film that is just really, really special. And even in the context of the film, there's a short film that's part of the film. It's called Bear and Fred, that we had went ahead and just cut a short film and threw it out into the film festival world. I thought it would help raise attention to Shoah Ambassadors. It's been winning awards from New York to L.A. On this short film, which is about a Holocaust survivor and his teddy bear, which is all part of this film, Shoah Ambassadors. So we're just really, thrilled that we could bring this to PBS and to our local market. And it's now being picked up in film festivals around the country. And
well, good for you.
We anticipate it's going to go international, which is exciting.
What a great idea. It sounds to me you've accomplished this. A story, you've created a film that will be hopefully shared throughout the youth education community, especially, you say, to those who are not Jewish and have little access to understanding the atrocities of the Holocaust and World War II. It's generationally set aside. We've got several generations that have come since, and you're really helping what is so very important regarding World War II and the Holocaust, and that is never forget. And
never forget. Never again and never forget.
Yeah, you're doing it, Keith Famey. I salute you. I'm not surprised. Producer and director of this new Detroit Public Television PBS documentary, Shoah Ambassadors. It will premiere tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on our Detroit Public Television. And I can't wait to see it. And if I can't be there to see it, I'll tape it. What's that?
And it also features the Detroit Children's Choir as well. So it's a really, really powerful film for young people to see, as well as anybody that has not really had taken time to really understand the.
Yeah, we're gonna look into it, Keith. I'm glad you told us about it. I got to run now, but thanks for being with us. Congratulations, Keith Famey.